You're listening to that. Bernard Swanepoel, the executive director at the Small Business Institute. And I was overcome last night listening to the president address the nation on the severity of this healthcare crisis, which is going to transform into an economic crisis. But the measures that are being put in place, Bernard, are exceptional in their goals. Will they achieve the outcomes that the people are setting them up hope they will achieve in protecting, as particularly small businesses?
Bruce, that is a big unknown. I think if we were to measure ourselves up against other countries, we clearly don't have the resources to do what other countries have done. So I think within the constraints of our country and with kind donations of those two families and others, we at least now talk about a few billion rands to mitigate the damage and the impact on small businesses. But that is certainly not going to sustain us. That may not be enough. But I think we should acknowledge that that's a lot better than we probably could have expected of a country that has been ravaged by state capture. What bad timing for us to face a crisis just after everything that could be stolen has been stolen from our country.
I mean, it just emphasizes the importance of leadership and the importance of governance. I mean, if we didn't know it yet, this crisis is going, and so far so good in terms of people going, all right, let's all roll up our sleeves and get stuck into this thing together, because the consequences of a lockdown that is going to last at least 21 days, it may have to go longer if the virus isn't contained, is devastating to everybody in this economy. And it is a case of all hands on deck, otherwise the ship does sink.
Absolutely. And I think government has led so well. I think we all feel good about our country and our president. We acknowledge that he's limited resources to throw at this problem. Clearly, big business is talking a good talk. But this is the same big business that we've been begging to pay their suppliers and their small businesses on time. I think now we aren't asking to pay them on time. We ask that big businesses pay them early. If we clear all those invoices that are waiting to be paid before the shutdown, we will put a few billion rands into the hands of small businesses. They can distribute that to their employees, and our economy will be in a better shape. Obviously, this is not only pointing fingers. Small businesses do rethink their business model. They need to rethink their dependency on big businesses and government. And as individuals, I mean, I have said so many times, what can we do? What can I do as a person to make another small business survive? How can I pay my Pilates teacher, although she may not be able to teach me in a class? How can we all pay our crew at home, our domestic service people, our pool people? This is where real small businesses take place. This is where each and every one of us can actually, as a person, make a difference. And join the request by the president that we come out of this on the other side, not as government and big business, but as government, big business, small business, and economy and citizens.
Bernard Swanepoel, thank you for your wise words this evening. Bernard Swanepoel, executive director at the Small Business Institute. And Sipho Phetsana, also this evening, the president of Business Unity South Africa, unequivocal.